the sparkling and shining toccata from the Organ Symphony No. 5 by Cheryl Marie Vidor. Michael Murray at the organ. A great way to start off our Tuesday morning together here on Kansas Public Radio as we're listening to classical tunes. And we have Gemignani next, a gem from the Italian Baroque, and Seven Fantasies of Johannes Brahms before we hear some Vivaldi. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Next we have the Gemignani Concerto Grosso in D major. It's the first one from his Opus 3 set now on Kansas Public Radio. A concerto grosso, kind of a concerto for orchestra, by Francesco Gemignani. That was the first one from his Opus 3 set. Iona Brown, she was directing the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Orchestra. Next, we have Seven Fantasies for Piano by Johannes Brahms. Before we hear a great performance by the Romero family, soloing in Concerto for Four Guitars by Antonio Vivaldi. Music by local composer Jim Barnes right after the 10 o'clock news is Yorkshire Ballad, a great piece for band. Before we hear a Beethoven piano sonata, and by Beethoven's contemporary then, John Fields, Piano Concerto No. 4. It's an exciting music for morning here on KPR. Hope you're enjoying the classics. I sure am. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Oh, and as part of KPR's annual Live Day, Friday night, October 24th, join us in person for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's on Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m., admission's free, but we ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan to join us. It'll be in downtown Lawrence at the Lawrence Public Library. The Fantasien, Opus 116 by Johannes Brahms, with Leonard Schur at the piano on KPR. The great pianist Leonard Schur, spelled just like the audio component, S-H-U-R-E, Leonard Schur at the piano, for the Fantasies, Seven Fantasies for Piano, by Johannes Brahms, from late in Brahms' life, Opus 116. Next, a lively quadruple guitar concerto by Antonio Vivaldi, here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical. It's an uplifting comeback story like no other. It's this evening, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available at lead.ku.edu. Here's the Romero guitar-playing family with the San Antone Symphony Orchestra for Vivaldi's Concerto on KPR. The Romero family, the guitar-playing Romeros with the San Antonio Symphony Orchestra and Victor Alessandro conducting Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto for Four Guitars. James Barnes, the Yorkshire Ballad, is coming up right after the news, plus Beethoven and John Field. Join Charles Bruffy and the Grammy Award-winning Kansas City Chorale for their season premiere in the stunning acoustics of Roselle Court at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, and an encore performance at St. Elizabeth's in Waldo. At the heart of the program is Franck Martin's sublime Mass for Double Choir, performed in celebration of the 20th anniversary of the chorale's acclaimed recording, widely regarded as one of the definitive interpretations of the work. The evening also highlights the shimmering beauty of French Impressionism with three songs by Claude Debussy and three songs by Maurice Ravel Each set offers its own blend of evocative poetry and rich harmonic color, showcasing the distinct voices of these two masters. Rounding out the program are works by acclaimed American composer Terry Schlenker, whose music explores themes of light, faith, and serenity. So whether you're returning to the beloved Martin Mass or experiencing these works for the first time, they are season premiere promises, an evening of inspiration, reflection, and unforgettable artistry. That's 7:30 p.m. this Thursday, October 16th, at the Nelson. And same concert 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 18th, at St. Elizabeth's Catholic Church. Join Charles Bruffy and the Grammy Award-winning Kansas City Chorale. It's 10 o'clock, and we're the award-winning Kansas Public Radio from KU. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5 FM. Plus, you can hear the same thing if it comes in better through KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, or KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, serving down south at Southern Kansas at 90.3. We have a great piece for band, the Yorkshire Ballad, in just 3 minutes right after the newscast from NPR. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. For today, we still have a 20% chance, and a high should be 77.
Live from NPR News in Washington, Maine. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service and journalism and cultural expression. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio from KU. That was Jim Barnes directing the Kosei Wind Orchestra of Tokyo in his own Yorkshire ballad. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simones at the Granada Thursday. Doors at 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Tickets at granada.com. Here's Alfred Brendel at the piano, his recording of Beethoven's 27th Piano Sonata, here on KPR, Kansas, public radio from KU. The great Alfred Brendel at the piano for the Opus 90, Piano Sonata No. 27 by Beethoven, for us this morning on Kansas Public Radio. And next we'll hear music by a contemporary of Beethoven, the Irish composer, pianist, and teacher, John Field. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KansasPublicRadio.org. You know, 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.KansasPublicRadio.org. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Info at airefugeeslawrence.org. So this is the fourth piano concerto by Irish composer and inventor of the nocturne for piano, John Field. This features David Haslam, the Northern Sinfonia of England, and the pianist is Benjamin Frith. For John Field's fourth on KPR. ¶¶ by one of Beethoven's contemporaries, Irishman John Field. That was John Field's fourth piano concerto. David Haslam in the Northern Symphony of England with Benjamin Frith at the piano. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes after the three-minute news update from NPR, the Franz Schubert First of the Military Marches, and then an Italian Baroque oboe concerto, a Rachmaninoff prelude, and more. The Lawrence Community Orchestra has something brewing just for you. They invite you to celebrate the season of ghouls and goblins with a spooky carnival. Join the LCO for this family-friendly performance featuring famous works like Carnival of the Animals and Danse Macabre, the Roman Carnival Overture, and even film music from Harry Potter. Make sure to join the Lawrence Community Orchestra, Lawrence's own symphony, before the concert for a carnival filled with fun activities for kids of all ages, including a costume contest, and storyteller Will Averill will share a frightening tale. It's all Sunday, October 19th. That's this Sunday, between 2:30 and 5 p.m. at Lawrence High School. And tickets are available at lawrenceorchestra.org or at the door.
When crowds become dense, it's considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that starting at 3, right here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen through our app, which is available wherever you get your apps, through kansaspublicradio.org. You can listen through there. Or remember, you can train your smart speakers to play when you say, "Play KPR." Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lack from Washington. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 30,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. The ensemble called Camerata Bern, playing that March No. 1, Military March, by Franz Schubert on KPR. We have a Rachmaninoff prelude coming up, a Haydn horn concerto, and a good Beethoven overture. It's 10 minutes into the 11 o'clock hour before we hear an Italian Baroque oboe concerto by Tommaso Albinoni. Let's check the forecast again to see what's happening to that sunshine that they thought we might get later. Today's supposed to be ultimately partly sunny with a high of 77. Tonight dipping down to 63, and Wednesday should be sunny and warmer with a high of 84 for tomorrow. Looks like no mention of rain now until Friday, when there's a 30% chance for Friday afternoon, 50% chance Friday night, and Saturday a lingering 20% chance of showers. Saturday and Sunday, if you're already thinking weekend, it looks like we could get some rain. Saturday, not much of a chance, though. It should be sunny and 75. Sunday, sunny, and 67. Here's Tommaso Albinoni on KPR. One of the Opus 7 concertos by Tommaso Albinoni, That was the 12th one, Oboe Concerto in C, with Anthony Camden, oboist. Next, we'll have a Rachmaninoff Prelude, number 2 in C-sharp minor, opus 3, is how they keep track of that one. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982, for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. This is KPR. With pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet, the famous Sergei Rachmaninoff Prelude, number 2 in C-sharp minor, opus 3. Next, a Haydn Horn Concerto with Barry Tuckwell, and we'll hear a great Beethoven overture, too, before the hour's up. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for the next 35 minutes before 12 noon, before Jeff Watson takes over this afternoon. Let's take a peek at his playlist. He says, this afternoon brings us the first occasion where Paganini blended violin and guitar, his first sonata for the two. Also a brass concertino by Weber and a French wind fantasy. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff here on KPR. Next, we have a Haydn Horn Concerto No. 1 on Kansas Public Radio. That's a Franz Josef Haydn Horn Concerto, the first one, with the English Chamber Orchestra accompanying horn player Barry Tuckwell. Next, great Beethoven overture. Swan Lake opens in Kansas City this Friday night. It's the Kansas City Ballet Company, and they offer exquisite dancing, enchanting music, and a timeless tale of love and loss. Swan Lake opens this Friday, October 17th, and runs through the 26th in the Muriel Kaufman Theater at the Kaufman Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Kansas City. And the choreography is interesting. It's Devin Carney's, but it's after Marius Petipa and Lev Ivanov. And, of course, the music is by Tchaikovsky. And Kansas City Ballet says this is perhaps the most beloved ballet of all time, returns to the Kansas City Ballet with this iconic struggle of good versus evil set to the most lavishly romantic music ever written. They invite you to be swept along by the dramatic leading roles, stunning corps de ballet, and the haunting beauty of its darkly poetic story. This is the immortal love story of a wicked sorcerer who captures the beautiful Princess Odette and turns her into a swan, and his evil spell can only be broken when a young prince pledges his love and marries her. Should he betray her, she will remain a swan forever. KCBallet.org. Next on KPR, Beethoven kept revising what he wanted as the overture for his only opera, Fidelio. Here's the second stab at it, which he calls the Leonore Overture, number 2 on KPR. A big sound from the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia. That was the name of one of the patrons of Haydn. That was by Beethoven, and his opera is called Fidelio, but there are three Leonore overtures, as Beethoven was trying to get the perfect overture for his show. That was Leonore Overture No. 2. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, Jeff Watson will be bringing you a French March and Carl Maria von Weber concertino, a little bit more French horn music. Before we have some violin and guitar duo music by Niccolo Paganini. And speaking of Beethoven, there's a little bit more at 1:15 this afternoon when Jeff brings you the Beethoven String Quartet, number 5 in A major, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. There's been an updated forecast, says that for the Lawrence area, at least a chance of sprinkles, few clouds, high of 76. Tomorrow's high 84, and it'll be sunny and clear through Friday night when we get the first of a couple of mentions of rain for Friday and Saturday. Remember, you can check our playlists online to look up and see what's playing or what's been played on Kansas Public Radio. Our web address is kansaspublicradio.org.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. Whether it's a rope...
And they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Join us in the morning, weekdays between 5 and 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, that's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at MasellisOnline.com. It's 1201. It's KPR.
Live.